This is the SML Podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Tasmanian Devil. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Yeah.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Pappy.
And this is the SML Podcast.
Episode 107-ish? I don't even know. It's numbers.
It's, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Not really. So,
I care.
The only number that you care about is 3.
Ha.
Yeah, Pappy.
And multiples thereof.
Yeah, so that's not the big news of the week, but I beat Pappy's 3 score last week, or last night.
Just in time for this recording.
60 points, I beat him.
So what I'm actively trying to beat it right now as we podcast.
As we podcast.
Yes. The big news is my PS4 broke again.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's not news anymore.
And well, it's been a few months. It's been since what, July?
It lasted longer than the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
So that's a step in the right direction.
I didn't play it much, but go figure, the order comes out and it fucking breaks. And this one didn't just break. Like, it almost got dangerous.
Yeah.
Sitting on the couch, playing, lights are off because it's early in the morning, and I just start smelling like a burning plastic scent. And I'm like, did the heat kick on? Is something in the vents? Like, what the fuck is going on? I figure it'll go away in a minute. It's probably the heater kicked on. It's
yeah, nothing.
It's just that. It's what shit happens. You get weird smells in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
About a half hour later, the smell still hasn't gone away, so I get up and head over to the PS4, and I take a big whiff, and yeah, it's coming from the PS4. I turn it off, I turn the lights on, the room is like just a smoky haze, Ashley's awake, it woke her up because she thought her electric blanket was on fire and the house was going to burn down.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, the upstairs had a smoky haze in there. Like, shit got real.
Apparently.
So, contacted Sony. Gotta send that in when they send the box and hope for one that won't murder us.
So, is this going to be number 6?
Yes, it will be number 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, number 6.
Number 6 since launch.
At this point, I don't care if people are like, oh, yeah, Joe, there's no way you could have had so much bad luck. PlayStation's not like that. I'm going to go on record as saying, whether you have bad luck or not, there's a certain amount of responsibility on the product.
Right.
For you to get 6 bad ones in a row, including one that was potentially deadly, something
like a
wasn't
legit
built
fire right. Hazard.
Yeah. Yeah, something was built incorrectly.
Yeah.
It's the only way for that to happen.
People are like, oh,
someone
well,
who
maybe
spends
it's
their whole day working on electronics, when they say 99% of equipment is good, yeah, that's true. You know that, but it's really important as to what the other percent does when it goes bad.
Yeah, it's like 99% of the time you're fine. That 1%, they explode into hot battery acid, and anyone in the vicinity will immediately die. Like,
yeah, that's bad.
That's
what you
bad.
Want is if it's gonna go bad, you want it to just fail.
I right. am the 1%.
You are the 1%.
In this regard, I suppose. Sure.
Yeah. So, people are saying, well, maybe it's how you have it plugged in. It's like it's been plugged in there for 7 months. If something was going to go wrong, why didn't it go wrong the day before?
Well,
when the system was on for hours.
Yeah.
Because I played the game longer the day before. Plus, I did the whole soundtrack copy over to a USB stick, which for like 100 meg... zip file, it took like 2 hours. I don't know how.
Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. You already know with your background and your experience that you're not happy with your PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I work in an environment with a repair technician, self-proclaimed, but with a repair technician.
The guy who fixes shit.
Yeah.
We should get him over here.
He has, quote unquote, fixed. He has fixed maybe, you know, two dozen Xbox Ones, and it's all been like disk drive related issues.
Yeah.
Nothing substantial. Okay. I'm pretty sure he's almost in the hundreds already in PlayStation 4s.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
We got to get him over here. Text him. See what he's doing.
He's probably still at work, actually.
Oh. So.
And if he is getting. If he is getting
people who
money,
do that kind of shit for a living do it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly like phones and stuff like that. Like, he still does consoles every once in a while.
Yeah.
But when he does consoles, they're mostly 360s, to be fair.
Yeah.
Or PlayStation 3. Actually, he has been getting a lot more PlayStation 3s than he has 360s recently.
Well, I think, honestly, though, that's because that one is okay, because I'm willing to bet that his PS3s are an earlier generation than his 360s.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone know, like, I can't deny that the 360s had problems, but they were
issues.
All the first generation.
Right, once you hit the slims.
Microsoft acknowledged,
right,
they fixed, and they extended the warranty on all of them. People were like, oh, that sounds like an Xbox problem. It's like, no, Xbox had one major issue. Yes, it was major, but they acknowledged it, and they went out of their way to fix them and extend the warranty. And after the redesign, the hardware issues were basically non-existent.
Were gone. Yeah. Like, we never, like, hardly ever have to fix slims. Like, ever.
Like, shit's going to happen. You're going to get a bad one here and there. But that happens for everything. Nintendo consoles have problems here and there.
Yeah, but they're very few and far between. You're looking at the same sample rate for a console that needs to be fixed with the slim Xbox 360s, that would be comparative to, like, you know, a Wii.
Yeah, I've had a disk drive go bad in a Wii. It happens. You know, electronics are going to break. But Sony is far and away, head and shoulders above any other company when it comes to the frequency of issues.
Yes.
Like, Xbox had one major issue. Sony has had issue after issue after issue. And when that burning smell happened, I looked online. Other people have experienced the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't tons of them, but it's enough where that shit's scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit what your product rate is. If you have, could potentially set your house on fire, that's recall territory.
Right, exactly.
And we've seen things in the military recalled for far less than that.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. I've seen, we've seen it happen in plenty of different products.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know, what the circumstances, in better case scenarios, get recalled.
Yeah. So, I'll be honest, if that was an issue with a children's toy, it would have been recalled already.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
If that were primarily a child's toy that, you know, could smoke and catch fire.
I think the thing that's probably more frustrating than anything is the fact that, you know, we're aware of these issues. We bring it up
on me. They're like, there's no way you're having this many problems. Like, that you've got to be making this. Like, Nick Chester on my Facebook page, he's like, after this many, I have to assume you're just making it up at this point. The funniest thing is, that night on Twitter, his PS4 wouldn't read discs. It wouldn't, it wouldn't accept any discs.
I feel that that's actually, that's appropriate, you know, that, hey, look, you know, you're going to call me out for shit that I'm experiencing, and you're just, you know, fucking calling me out on it because you just don't believe it. Well, eat crow.
Yeah. that was karma. Apparently, he had a problem that was easily fixable by, like, taking the plate off and tightening a screw. But still, like, you shouldn't need to do that to your system.
No, absolutely not.
I'm like, especially a PS4 with problems? What?
especially when the system is, what, a year and a half old?
Uh-huh.
Like, they should not be going that fast.
Not at all.
It's like, people should not be running into this many issues this quickly.
I mean, I could fully admit that maybe one or two of those other systems that I sent in for repair for excessively loud fans, probably I could have just dealt with it.
Right.
But the first one just completely shit the bed. The one of them was overheating to the point of shutting off. Mm-hmm. This last one, fucking almost catching on fire.
Right. See, and like, I also
if people don't
want
to believe me, ask Ashley. The house reeked of burning plastic for hours.
Yeah.
And the last time it smelled that bad was when you accidentally left your dildo on the heater.
Oh, my God. And that's never fun. You got to wait, like, too long to try putting
too
that back in.
Too long. See, the other thing is, too, is I would be hard-pressed to think that in a couple of your instances, I bet you Sony just reboxed the one that you fucking sent them.
Well, no, because they've all come in different boxes with different serial numbers.
Okay, so you've checked the serial yes. numbers. See, that's what's even more surprising. It's like, if anybody really wants to call shit out on you, be like, look, here's all the serial numbers to all the systems that I had.
I saved all the boxes. I have five PS4 boxes in our closet, and I'm going to have a sixth in 2-3 weeks.
That's ridiculous. That's that so fucking
ridiculous. People call bullshit on me. I take a picture of my closet. I'm like, here, there's your proof. They're like, man, that's shitty luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's not a lie. It is shitty luck.
See, and that's
the point. Or a shitty product.
At a certain point, you have to be like, people have to recognize where it's like, is it shitty luck or is it something more? Like, one or two bad, okay, sure, that's shitty luck. Three or four bad, okay, that's really shitty luck. Five or six bad,
where one.
What the fuck?
It filled the living room and the upstairs with a smoky haze. It was a noticeable. Ashley walked up from the basement and said, is it smoky in here or is it my eyes? I'm like, I think it's pretty smoky in here from the PS4.
What the fuck, man?
And then she walked upstairs, turned the light on. She's like, yeah, it's definitely smoky up here. People think I'm joking around with this shit. This time it got dangerous.
Right.
Like, that's where the joking ends. Like, oh,
my
fan was
question
low.
At this point, though, is what will it take for you to stop sending them in? At what point will you say,
thing,
you know what, it's
you know
not
what?
Worth
and
it?
I understand where you're coming from, but holy shit, dude. Like, if you pay for a product, like...
I want a product
you
to
want
fucking
one that
work.
Works.
Yeah.
Either that, or they should compensate him as such. Because you know full well, if something is wrong with that system, okay, and they send him back another one, what's he going to do? Turn around and attempt to sell it? And then somebody else is just going to end up getting a shitty system too? Like,
not to mention the fact that we paid for the 2-year warranty. So as long as that 2-year warranty is going on, they're going to keep getting my broken systems, and I'm going to keep getting new ones
absolutely.
From them.
Absolutely. If you pay for that warranty, you fucking ain't right. I would
use
the shit
out
of it.
Once that warranty's up, if my system starts fucking up, it's going right to GameStop.
Yep. I agree fully.
I'll take whatever trade-in I could get, and I'll put it towards something for Xbox.
Yep.
But as long as that 2-year warranty is still going on, so I still have another year and 6 months around there.
Yeah.
Something like that. They're going to keep getting broken systems sent to them.
Mm-hmm. I agree fully.
Especially, people are like, oh, how many are you going to buy? It's like, I bought one.
Right. See, and that's the thing. It would be different if, like, oh, they broke, and then you went out and bought another one. Like, that would be asinine.
Yes.
But them replacing them, like, that's them fucking up.
Yeah.
That's not you. That cannot be on you.
I thought ahead, and I picked up that extended warranty through Sony. I didn't pick up an extended warranty for the Xbox. And that hasn't burned me.
Right. Literally.
That thing is... Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
And people are like, oh, well, you know, you have to give it plenty of space for ventilation.
Well,
you
no
know,
shit.
You like, know where my system is.
It's, dude, you can... The only closer that you can get to better ventilation is having it hover in midair. Like...
They were like, don't keep it in a TV stand. It's like
not.
it's on top of my TV stand with nothing around it.
Yeah, there is literally nothing around that whatsoever.
And people don't believe me. They're like, oh, is it dusty?
To mention the fact that you have how many other systems in the direct vicinity?
Yeah.
And there's no issues whatsoever. There's systems
Xbox One is in the TV stand.
Yeah, there was no air getting to that thing whatsoever.
With the 360 directly next to it, the Xbox One is well ventilated.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big difference.
There's no, like, I can't see how people would be like, oh, well, you have a problem with ventilation, where it's like, dude, I'm putting other systems, comparable systems, older systems too, because you have your 360, you have your Wii and Wii U and all that stuff. That's inside.
Yeah.
Where it's
even the PS3. Right. The PS3 is working fine.
It's getting less ventilation, and they're all working fine. Mm-hmm. You're putting a newer system with supposed much better hardware.
Yeah.
And it's fucking up with a much better situation.
Technically the newest system since multiple PS4s have come in after the Xbox One.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah. So I call shenanigans on anybody attempting to call shenanigans on you.
Yeah, people think they know my situation, and they don't. They just assume that it's in a poorly ventilated spot, that it's like, am I covering it with blankets or something?
Yeah, right. Yes, I want this to fail. I totally paid money for something that I don't want to work.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck,
like,
man?
I willingly spent $400 in a console just to have headaches with it because I'm a masochist, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Then again, I willingly bought a Sony product, so I guess.
But you know what? I mean, see, the thing that blows my mind too, so obviously working in a video game store, like, I have to constantly like give people values on something when they want to sell it to the store. The Xbox One at GameStop right now, $120 in cash, $140 in store credit.
Really?
Yes.
It's that low?
It's that low.
I want to verify this.
The PlayStation 3, $200 and $220.
You mean the PS4?
Or, I'm sorry, the PS4. PS4, $200, $220.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's what the fuck? Weird. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Xbox One system.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, 120 cash, 150 trade.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. 120 cash, 150 trade.
White one is the same.
Yeah, none of them change.
Call of Duty system gets 160 cash, 200 trade, because that has the bigger hard drive.
Right, but that's it.
It's just funny to me because the Call of Duty system might offer less than the regular system.
Well, that has the 1 terabyte hard drive.
It's just how much I've grown to hate Call of Duty.
PS4, the white is 180 cash, 225 trade. And same with the black.
So,
but we're talking.
How was your guys' day other than the fiery PlayStation? Because I've got something fun.
You've got something fun?
Oh, I'm not even done raging about PlayStation.
Oh well, I'm sure you're not. But
we'll move back to that in a second. Well, I just want to let you guys know that it's a good thing that you're in a different state right now, because I did my initial out processing to maybe but probably not go to the desert, and they decided that it was time to get my shots. So in my right arm, they gave me anthrax, and in my left arm, I've got typhoid.
Nice.
So yeah, you're
so if I seem a little mellow, it's because I'm infected with anthrax and typhoid fever.
So you're like hopped up on all the things.
Yeah, if I seem a little mellow today, it's because my body is currently fighting.
On the bright side, your game console didn't try to murder you.
No, because I never bought a PlayStation 4.
It's true. And people wonder why, like, when someone's like, oh, I just got a PS4, I'm like, why? Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
And the worst part is, like, I put the original hard drive back in, which thankfully I found. I couldn't find it. And I thought I'd have to buy a new hard drive to put back in there.
Right.
I swapped my 2 terabyte hard drive out. I put the 500 gig back in. When I get that new console and I put my 2 terabyte hard drive back in there, it doesn't matter what's saved on there because I still have to format it and re-download everything.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I could unplug my Xbox One external hard drive, bring it up here, plug it in your system, sign into Xbox Live, and we could play all that shit up here. I can't pop my hard drive out of my PS4, bring it to a friend's house,
pop it
in and play stuff.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, that's so retarded.
So, and because of my data caps.
Oh, God damn it.
How the fuck am I supposed to get all my shit back?
You have to read it. Oh, my God.
I'm going
to
bring my PS4 up here.
And stay for a week.
You talk to Chris about that.
I'm just going to let you, quote unquote, borrow my system for a week.
I don't want to fucking burn down my apartment. It's warm enough in here already.
That's what it's come to, though. That's what's crazy is that, hey, you want to borrow my PlayStation? No. I want to live.
No. Like, and that's the thing. There's stuff on PlayStation 4 that I actually wouldn't mind like trying to play. I think I would rather just not try them.
Like, I wanted to ask about the order, if you put some time into it. Like what?
I put about 4 hours into it so far, 3 or 4 hours. I finished 5 chapters of the game, I think.
5 chapters in 4 hours?
Yeah.
Well, they said it was short.
There's people saying that they beat the game. Like, there was someone on YouTube who uploaded the whole game of, like, 5.5 hours. Yeah, I am absolutely convinced that they just speed ran it because... Yeah. Like, I'm enjoying the story. I'm exploring, trying to find collectibles and everything else. It absolutely is a short game, and it's a very linear game, but you're not going to beat it in 5 hours unless you're speedrunning it.
To be fair, some people can't help their playstyle. Look at me with Diablo.
Yeah.
Like, like, I can't help but play that game fast.
Yeah.
So there are some people that will play games, and sure, they're going to complete them a lot quicker. It also probably has to do with the caliber of gaming that we're at now. Like, pretty average players could probably play that game and complete it in a reasonable amount of time, ergo maybe 7 hours, 8 hours?
I'd say it's about an 8-hour game. If you're just playing...
super short to me.
If you're playing casually.
That's super short to me. That's very short.
I don't think it's super short. I think it's super short for the package. Like, 8 hours is the kind of campaign that you would find in a Call of Duty.
Right.
But then Call of Duty has multiplayer.
Yeah, you've got other stuff going on there.
The Order...
This doesn't have multiplayer?
The Order is a story and that's it. No multiplayer, nothing else.
Right.
And the story has very, very little replay value unless you're trying to platinum it and get all the collectibles or all the different kills, which...
Which, I mean, that's the thing. I feel like a single player, a strictly single player game at this point in the game... Pappy, how long did it take for you to do Dragon Age Origins?
First time through, 42 hours. Now I'm at 50 and I'm still not done.
But your first time through, you weren't doing everything.
No, I was doing what I felt that it would take to beat the game with a reasonable ending, and it was almost 50 hours.
Right.
So, now, granted, though, that's an RPG.
But I'm thinking, so you've got your one of your extremes on that scale for newer games, okay? Because let's be honest, that's going to be our extreme as far as, well, like, game length for current
now, for an FPS, I mean, even with Call of Duty, I would always play the story mode first, and I would still get, I'd say I'd get 10 to 15 hours out of it, because I'm not that good. I die a couple of times.
Right. So
explore.
I'm saying that average for like a single player, strict single player game, I feel should be, let's say, around 20 hours.
15, 20.
Right.
If, like, if there's no online, it should be at least 15,
right,
20. Yeah. I'd say 20 at minimum if
and
you're not going to offer any
in
kind of...
And this is clocking in at
probably
less
7
than,
or
less
8.
Than half?
Yeah.
Like,
for the package,
no,
it absolutely is not enough.
No.
The biggest thing people are comparing it to is Rise.
Okay.
As a graphical showcase.
Okay.
With a very linear story and not much replay value, which I can agree.
And
except Rise has multiplayer.
I've never wanted to buy.
I was going
to
say, yeah, Rise at least has
Rise
multiplayer.
Rise has multiplayer and DLC adding more content.
Which, I mean, I'm sure they might end up doing for that game later on down the road anyway, because everybody's
I
DLC
don't
wars.
Know if
but
they will. What the fuck are you going to add on to the Order?
I don't know.
DLC.
Unless it's another story campaign.
Could be. Instead of them putting out another game. Because what are they going to do? Put out another game and it's only going to be like 3 hours of gameplay? Like,
I just don't know how you could justify creating a story DLC for that game and not charge $30 for it.
I didn't say they weren't going to.
True. True. Because I will fully admit that game is stupidly gorgeous.
Which is great. Like
there's things that I think are pre-rendered cutscenes, and then there's the all dreaded QuickTime events.
Right.
Where they're interactive. The game is like all the commercials you see about the game talk about how visually impressive it is. It is fucking gorgeous. They knocked it out of the park visuals wise. But gameplay, it's there. I think I've done more story cutscenes than actual shooting. I mean, I'm enjoying my time with it. I'm not having a bad time with it. And
you're just kind of underwhelmed, I guess?
By the game, yes.
Okay.
I obviously haven't finished it because it caught my system on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be a problem.
I shot too many explosive barrels in the game and it ended up exploding the system.
In real life.
That's immersion.
Yeah, right.
Find some way to make that their tagline. So good, your system will burst into flames.
I will say, when the review started coming out, of course, I can't just get the game. I had the 150 premium edition pre-ordered.
Of course you did.
And I didn't start seeing the reviews until it already shipped. And I'm like, God damn it, why did I do this? Maybe I could just like reject the delivery, send it back, and just ignore it. When the box came and I saw how huge the box was, the statue was worth it. It is a badass looking statue. It is huge. So I don't regret it because of the overall package. The game itself, I can't give a final decision on it because I obviously haven't beat it.
Your system is on fire.
I think in the long run, I could probably put 10, 12 hours total into it. But it depends on how quick the rest of the game goes after I get a new PlayStation.
Hey, yeah, and by that time, it'll be trading in for like $5 at GameStop.
Yeah, I know, which is what I'm worried about. I was hoping to crank it out in a weekend and trade it in this week.
Gross. Well, here's another little bit of sad news. We'll get all the sad stuff out of the way at the beginning. So if you listen to our episode last week, you pretty much understand that Harmonix is doing Rock Band 4. Like, they can't come out and say it.
They've all but confirmed it at this point.
Let's just assume that there's going to be a Rock Band 4 now.
Yeah. Like, at PAX.
Yeah, probably.
They might announce. Like, yeah. We're hypothetically.
Hypothetically. So, and we're not the only ones that are thinking this. Everybody in the gaming community pretty much, like, already consensus. Like, yeah, it's... Sure.
It's coming, and it's probably coming this fall.
Right.
Which leaves the new rumors
to... There's going to be another Guitar Hero.
That's allegedly going to be announced at E3 to come out this fall.
So we're...
Why are you so sad about that?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because this is what drove the gaming, like music gaming peripheral... franchise completely into the fucking ground was because Guitar Hero could not help but release games so frequently and so often that it flooded the market and completely took that game and like that gaming franchise into the shit. Now they're looking
to
do
the Guitar Hero's fault. It wasn't Rock Band's fault. The Guitar
but
Hero
it still impacted Rock Band.
Yeah, Rock Band suffered because of it.
The genre just got burnt out because of the frequency
quantity
of releases.
Quantity over quality. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And the same, I'm worried about the same exact thing. Not to mention the fact that Activision putting out Guitar Hero and Harmonix putting out Rock Band, like people that are actually passionate about this type of game and what the game is there for, they're obviously going to go with Rock Band because it's made by musicians. It's made by people that actually care about the genre.
But
whereas Activision
casual
is
gamers,
just, right? Activision is just going to be like, well, we want to make money, so fuck you. Here's what you get. Not to mention the fact that people that are casual gamers, like Joe was saying, they're just going to recognize the brand. They're going to see Guitar Hero and they're going to just go, well, I'm going to get Guitar Hero over Rock Band because I'm more familiar with Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, when that peak was happening, everybody knew about Guitar Hero and choice few knew about Rock Band.
I wouldn't say choice few, but
comparatively.
Yeah, like the mainstream name was Guitar Hero because of Harmonix.
Right, which they were the ones that started the branding of Guitar Hero, and obviously, you know, people that are that listen to the show are going to be familiar with the story.
Yeah.
So we won't repeat it, but you know, that's the thing. Like Harmonix got started with that and then they went to Rock Band and they made Rock Band the better of the two, and anybody that's going to sit down and actually compare the two games, anybody that's going to say Guitar Hero is better is probably really dumb.
People who say Guitar Hero was better are probably people who care more about difficulty over accuracy.
Yes. Like they're looking for a gameplay experience that is nothing but like show off
as many buttons as you can.
Right. It's very show offy as opposed to authentic.
Yeah.
And Rock Band is by far the more authentic of
the
two.
The way I kind of see it is the earlier, like when you go back to Rock Band 1 versus Guitar Hero, to me it's the same as the PlayStation versus Xbox argument.
Guitar Hero is
when you don't want to play with many people. Rock Band is when you want to hang out with friends.
No, I disagree because I put way more time into Rock Band than I did with Guitar Hero, and I had every Guitar Hero and Rock Band game.
Yeah.
It's just personal experience. When I went over to Joe's, I didn't enjoy playing Guitar Hero that much. You know, when you could play two guitars at once, I didn't enjoy it as much as when I'd come over and play Rock Band. To me, that was a much more fun social game.
But it's also the fact of like just
the quality of the game,
like flavor wise. Like Guitar Hero, you know, it's pretty much hop in, play your songs, get the fuck out. Where Rock Band, it's like, you know, let's build your band, let's build your character,
let's have a party, let's really
make you a part of the game and make you more involved.
But that's how I feel about PlayStation versus Xbox. If you're building a thing is more fun with the Xbox than it is with the PlayStation. That's just my personal opinion.
I can see that argument. I mean, it really it depends because certain people would definitely disagree in that regard. But I feel like
I agree with that comparison.
Yeah, like I think experiences. Right, I think the
personal
majority
opinion.
Of people will.
Well, your opinion's wrong, motherfucker.
I've always seen people who go for PS4 over the bone as people who are more into the one player experience, because you know the JRPGs are still much bigger in on the four. You know, with the Persona and that kind of stuff. And,
well, they
and
haven't
Final
hit
Fantasy.
Yet, so
right.
And Final Fantasy still. Is on Xbox. I think eventually the RPG machine will be PlayStation. Yeah. But as of now, nothing yet. But
the PS4 because Persona 5 is a thing.
Yeah.
Right, you but know, if they, the funny thing is, if you actually look at what's potentially coming out for the one, they're still going to have like heavy-hitting RPGs. So
yeah,
I don't...
But like the niche stuff, it clearly is going to favor PlayStation.
Right, but if... Yeah, as it's always been where it's... If you like JRPGs, just get a fucking PlayStation. Like,
yeah.
You know, you'd because be dumb not to, yeah. but, well, it's...
Now, if you love JRPGs, you need to buy a Vita.
I was just going to say, I would sooner see someone pick up a Vita, because the Vita's solid.
I actually kind of want to play Danganronpa, and I guess I've got like 2 or 3 or 15 of the fucking things on Vita.
Two of them right now.
Yeah, I've actually kind of thought about it, because I really liked the anime, and I'm like, I think I might actually enjoy the game.
I'll have to double check. I think they're playable on the PSTV. If they are... I'm kind of trying to get rid of my PSTV just because it's redundant to me.
Well, yeah, I kind of thought so too.
I mean, I love the idea of playing them on my TV. It's just, I never do.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. With the PlayStation TV, like what, game-wise, PlayStation TV is for what?
It's for Vita games that don't use touch controls that much.
Okay.
And for downloadable PS1, PSP, and PlayStation Network games that were designed for the Vita that don't require heavy touch screen use. Like, the biggest draw, honestly, to me was playing PSP games on the TV in full screen.
Okay. Do you feel like one of those... best of both worlds situations would be like an Xbox One with a PlayStation TV, or like an Xbox One with like a PlayStation 3?
I don't know.
Would you like a kick in the balls or a punch to the nuts?
Like it's just it's too hard to try and compare.
I was just curious because obviously I don't own a PlayStation product, like any of them.
Yeah.
I've still got Joe's PS2.
I mean, the PSTV is a Vita that doesn't play all Vita games because of touchscreen.
Okay. All right. So maybe I'm just better off just grabbing like a PlayStation 2 and a PlayStation 3. Or a backwards compatible PlayStation 3.
Or a PS2 and a PS3. Because a backwards compatible PS3 will probably break.
Yeah, but I know plenty of people that can repair them.
Chris, my PS3 broke. Again? God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, Stop using it. That's what causes it to break.
I had a PlayStation 3 that was backwards compatible, and I loved it, but it got stolen from my apartment.
That's fucked up.
Like, yeah, when I lived right across the street from the police station, yeah.
God. The police stole it.
No, it was some guy, and it was in the middle of the day. I was at work. They had a camera literally from the police station that was on the police station building pointed right at the front of my apartment, and you saw the guys just walk in. Like, they smashed through the one window, walked in, grabbed the shit, and then left.
That's wow. Really,
like, there was kids
up,
like getting off the bus at a bus stop, like right next to the, they're just walking out with shit. Like, yeah.
And nothing was done?
I've never seen anything replaced. Yeah, I've never seen anything replaced from it.
Wow.
They caught the guy. They did catch the guy, but I'll never, because they got my TV, they got my PlayStation, they got like a bunch of others. They got stuff that literally is irreplaceable to me. Like signed band posters from shows that I did, that literally I know I'm the only person in the fucking universe that has them.
Holy shit.
And yeah, I'll never see them again. Like I had a personally autographed painting from the singer from Gallows that was signed to me, and I'll never see that again. And that thing is probably worth like a couple $100, like, and
oh, yeah, the right collectors and shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I lost a lot of money when they stole that stuff, and I'll never see a penny. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, this is just the sadness podcast.
It really is. Sadcast.
Sadcast.
Good news, Neverwinter's coming out at the end of March. March 31st, it's official.
I can't wait for that.
Pappy will have to get in on that.
I'm really excited for that, because I am very interested in playing an MMO on an Xbox One.
Yeah.
I'm super interested.
And even, it's an MMO?
Even better.
Dude, and I played...
Free to play.
Yeah, don't forget my personal vow to never play an MMO again.
Why?
Because I have an addictive personality, so almost an entire... I played a MUD. That's how old I am. A multiple user Dungeons and Dragons, where you had to dial in to their personal server. And I played it so much that they actually made me a programmer for the game.
Wow.
So just do the same thing with Neverwinter and just get paid.
No. I wasted almost my entire summer, my junior year. And then I was like, well, what the fuck am I doing?
I played.
And I just quit cold turkey. And I've never played an MMO since 1999.
Well, they are drastically different than MUD.
I played Neverwinter on PC for a little while. And I like it. I think it definitely will render itself to a console very, very well. So I'm very interested in giving it a shot. Because with how much you really wanted me to get into Final Fantasy, like I just cannot... I cannot justify a monthly subscription.
Yeah.
So at least something like this, you know, I'd be able to hop in, do whatever. Same thing even with Jordan's played some MMOs here and there and enjoys them here and there. So that might be something that she could finally hit up on the PlayStation or on the Xbox One.
And then
One,
don't
so.
Forget in June, Elder Scrolls finally hitting consoles, which...
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's thankfully, they changed it. The subscription model is getting dropped.
Okay. So that
is going to be basically just buy to play. It's not completely free to play. You still have to buy the game.
Right. So kind of like Guild Wars.
Yeah. Buy, pay once, play the game. Apparently, like expansions and stuff will be restricted to subscribers.
That's dumb.
Can you just subscribe for the month the expansion comes out?
Possibly.
Probably. Because if your subscription runs out, they'll probably just take the content away from you, which pisses me off.
I know subscribers, the people who still pay the monthly fee, they're going to get probably special bonuses in the game.
Right.
They're going to get, each month they'll get some of the in-game cash to spend. Because right. It's going to be a real money store in the game.
Okay.
For bonuses and shit like that. Kind of like Guild Wars, how you could pay real money to get like experience bonuses.
Right.
Or outfits. Like, they're going to implement that, and you'll get a certain amount of money each month.
Which I assume they're probably going to do the same thing with Neverwinter anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Neverwinter is, it's not a pay, actually.
It's probably, I don't want to say pay to win, but it's definitely like
pay to help.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pay to assist.
Possibly.
It's not like you absolutely have to spend money to win. It would just speed along the process a little bit.
Kind of like Warframe. Like, you can play the game. You never have to pay a penny if you don't want to.
Right.
But and, if and you want to make things easier on yourself, you can.
Mm-hmm. Right. The main thing for me is I don't want to run into a game that is restricted by a certain amount. Because then at that point, why don't you just make the game like you have to pay for it anyway?
Yeah.
Or buy this thing and you automatically become like the best in the game.
Yeah.
You know,
I know they said with Neverwinter, a handful of the races are going to be DLC on release.
Sure.
Which is just like the race of your character. It doesn't really affect anything, but
well, it will. But at the same time, it's not, again, it's that I feel like would be the,
it's not the classes, it's the race.
Well, right, but I would assume that there's at least going to be race bonuses, because it is based off of a Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm trying to remember. I know there was a lot of stuff when you created your character that it's like, this is cosmetic only. It doesn't affect your character.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is.
I mean, if they say that, then that's fine. But
I'm trying to
really
remember if races are like that.
I would assume that they're not, because I remember even, because I've done like, well, Pappy obviously knows a lot more about D&D, but I've done like small encounters, and I know like from basic D&D rules that, you know, when you select different classes, you get certain different bonuses.
Yeah.
And when I played Neverwinter on the PC, I specifically made a human because it gives you an extra action skill or whatever.
Yeah.
Because
an extra feat.
An extra feat. It's the same exact thing in Neverwinter. And that's how it works in the actual D&D. I think they base it off of like 4.0 or something.
I don't know. Because well, I don't smart, follow D&D.
They would have edited it to go with some 5.0, because it is pretty goddamn sweet.
Well, unless it could be 5.0, but from what I remembered.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Neverwinter came out. It might have been 3.5, actually. That game has been out for a long time.
It has been out
time.
For a while. So maybe when it did come out, it was based, or when I was playing it, was based off of 4. And then they maybe just made some tweaks to it to reflect how 5 is now, maybe?
Possibly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Again, I just made one character and I played. I didn't really...
Yeah.
Oh, you got in the beta?
5.
Yeah.
Cool.
I talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I was saying, we all got to get in play when it comes out.
No, I'm very interested.
If you want to never hear from me again, you give me a D&D MMO that I like.
Well, then you can try Neverwinter.
Because I'll be too busy gaming.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fuck it. Podcast canceled. Neverwinter.
Yep.
Podcast is over.
Yep. And it just becomes like us Twitch streaming on Neverwinter.
Yeah. So the week before March 31st will be our final show.
Right.
I mean, shit. I mean, I'm already seeing it happen in Diablo a little bit. I played probably 4 hours the last two nights. So
oh, I got
oh, that's funny, because I never got a game invite from you, Pappy.
I didn't invite either of you.
No, because I was actually on at the one time. I was in the middle of playing, and then my mailbox went off, and it was something from Pappy, and I was like, oh, Pappy's play.
Yeah. I got a gift for Chris, Joe, and Ashley last night because my shaman is now able to play riffs on Torment.
Nice.
That's how sad my life has become.
Listen. Did you watch the video that I posted on my Twitter and my Facebook?
Actually, I'm not dealing much damage, but I can't be hit. It's pretty fun. So it took me 25 minutes to clear out one rift in Torment, but I never had any risk of dying. So I'm willing to make that trade-off.
Did you watch the video?
No, I did not.
Why
watch
don't you
video.
Explain your video?
No,
your
no, no, no,
30
no,
Pappy, second video.
Pappy, go on my Facebook. We're going to do this right now because I want his reaction.
I'm not sure if the sound's going to leak in, so we'll have to
that's
find
fine.
That out.
If it does, whatever.
If it does, then it'd be even funnier.
It enhances the experience.
Right. So go on my Facebook, and I believe my
Seinfeld. Okay.
Oh, yeah, did Jordan share that on my Facebook? Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
Tim shared it on Facebook, and he tagged both of us.
Can you guys hear any of that?
I shared that first yesterday.
Can you guys hear any of this?
Kind of. Yeah, a little.
A little bit. Okay. Shit. It's only in my headphones, so I'm going to lean back and
watch. Dude, don't.
Dude, whatever. It doesn't matter.
If it bleeds through, that's perfectly fine. So did you find the correct video, though?
A cursed cat chest?
Yep. Do you see the levels?
If you want, start the video over and just look at the experience bar in the bottom corner.
No, I've been watching that the whole time. You made a lot of levels there.
I like how the video, it starts and it's like you hit level 13 and you look down and you're at level 24.
No, you went from 20 to 34 on the video.
Oh yeah, but when I started that chest, because that's about halfway, like the chest had already started, it was already going. When I clicked on the chest, I was level 10.
And so it was just that perfect confluence of you playing that, and then you got the that ability. Shit, I'm trying to think of what it's called.
No, I had no shrines.
Was that your gem?
I had no shrines.
Was that the one
gem that wasn't a shrine?
Gives you the
that was not a
stupid
shrine.
Amount of experience?
I did.
Then what the fuck was that?
I will explain. So, and also, I'm going to use this as a shameless plug. I decided that I am going to start Twitch streaming again, and I'm going to only focus on Diablo because I understand and comprehend this game and play it so often that everybody constantly asks me questions about how to get better and what my strategies are and all this other stuff. So I am going to start Twitch streaming again. So I'm going to use this to plug my Twitch channel, which is Croth1134. So go over there and ask me questions about Diablo. But for here,
Krav Maga.
1134. It's the numbers that you put into a calculator so that it says hell. Because I'm 2 years old.
At least not 8085.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I was just going to say it should have been 5800.
Yeah. So basically, what it is, it's a combination of things. So it is a hellfire ring, which a hellfire ring you have to craft by beating the Uber bosses and them dropping crafting materials. And then you make it through the blacksmith. This is just the super shortened version. You make it through the blacksmith. The key part of this item is it gives you 40% experience bonus. It rolls level 70 stats, but you can use it at level 1. Okay? So there's that. I have a legendary gem that dropped called the Gem of Ease. When you level that up to level 25... it gives you a certain amount. I think it's somewhere around 1,750 bonus experience per kill,
per each monster
that you kill. When you rank it up to level 25, it reduces the level requirement to 1. This gem can only be socketed into weapons. So you take a level 70 weapon, you put this gem into it, and you can use it at level 1.
Oh, Jesus.
On top
so you broke the game.
On top of that, I also had the highest level ruby that you can make, which gives you an extra 40 or 42% bonus. And then I also had on my Hellfire ring, there's a socket. So I have one of the Wreath of Lightning, which is basically like a mini conduit pylon that
oh Christ.
That goes off like there's like a 15% chance every single time that you hit somebody for this conduit to go off. It exacts the same exact way as the conduit pylon. So that goes off every once in a while. But I was also on Torment 1 or Torment 2. So you get an extra experience buff by just the difficulty level that you're on.
Yeah.
So, and then I also had, I believe I had the level 20, cane set, which gives you an extra 30, percent, experience bonus there as well. So between all the experience bonuses and the two level 70 items that I had that I was using at level one, I was able to...
You got from level 10 to 32 in a minute.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
So I leveled a brand new level 1 character from 1 to 70 in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Speaking of harmful gaming addictions, Pappy wanted to play a game last week, and he was like, hey, let's play Saints Row 4. I'm like, I haven't even started that yet. Are you sure you want to play Saints Row 4 and not like Diablo or Get Out of Hell? He's like, yeah, man, I'm in the game. Well, you just start a new character and we'll start together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
We played for, I don't know, 2 hours or so. Story-wise, I was still doing the 11% intro stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't played since, despite the fact that I've been on wanting to play for the past week. So I've kept myself busy by finding orbs and doing minimal story. If you've played the Saints Row 4 story, you know that still near the beginning is when you go find Johnny Gat.
Right.
That's relatively near the beginning of the story. I've yet to go find Johnny Gat. Like, I could go start that mission now. So I just got Matt Miller and Sid.
Okay.
That's it. I have all the orbs. All the orbs. Like, all 1,200 of them.
Did you play any of the DLC?
No.
Oh, you should go play the DLC, man. You get to ride a Velociraptor.
See, I didn't play any of the DLC for 4.
I did the Dominatrix DLC on the 360. I never did the Santa one.
Yeah, the Dominatrix one's with the Velociraptor, right?
Yeah.
At the end? Yeah, that was fun. I did the Santa one. I stopped when I had to use his sleigh to deliver presents to the good boys and blow up the bad boys because I'm just really shitty with that hovercraft fucking thing. So I kept blowing up and running into buildings.
Let me ask you this. The combo pack, right?
Yeah.
Are they both on disc?
Yes.
So presumably if I wait long enough, I could pick them up relatively cheap.
Possibly.
Okay.
Dude, I honestly didn't feel bad buying the thing digitally for $50, getting the whole game, all the DLC, and Gat Out of Hell. I mean, honestly, that was about $80 worth of game.
See, and you know what? And I was honestly contemplating, I almost did it. When the Master Chief Collection went on sale this past weekend, it was higher than what we had originally thought it was going to be. I honestly contemplated not rebuying it. I was like, do I really want this that bad? And I was thinking about possibly picking up something else, and that something else was going to be Saints Row, but I ended up still picking up Master Chief Collection again. So I do have a digital copy of that now. I had to pay like $10. So
yeah,
but still, like that's not too bad. I don't feel.
Oh, Sleeping Dogs is on sale this week for $24.
See, wow, I don't even think really I pay good. That much, honestly. I mean, I beat the game and I enjoyed it, but it was not good enough to make me want to go relive it.
Ooh, I loved that game. I played it on PC because I got it.
I'm still a little freaked out over the whole. Like, I was expecting, you know, you meet Emma Watson's character, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I got a girlfriend. And then, like, immediately she's gone forever, and you get, like, 15 new fucking love interests in that goddamn game. It's you are a man whore. There's no other definition for your character in that game. Yeah. I gotta save this girl. She's really cool and sweet and interesting. Oh, I fucked her. Now I'm on to the next one. It's like, what the hell, dude? Like,
it's like real life.
You got issues.
God.
But, I don't know, man. Still
waiting to continue the story with Pappy. Some running out of side stuff to do. Like
maybe tomorrow.
All the orbs, all the Zinyak statues are taken care of. All the audio logs for Kinsey, Keith, David, and Sid.
Yeah.
Go get Shondi. I have everyone but Gat.
How? To get Gat before
you get Shondi. You think that it's Gat when you get onto the airplane, but it ends up being Shondi.
Oh, well, then I haven't got Shondi yet.
Yeah.
I got Sid. It's like, go rescue Gat.
No, you get everyone before Gat. I got Shondi and Asha.
Then yeah, I'm not about to go get Gat then.
Yeah, you have to get everyone else just got before Sid. You unlock Gat.
Got Sid.
Okay, yeah, no, you got some to play before you're at where I'm at, although I don't have all the orbs.
Yeah, sure. I can't even help you find orbs anymore.
Because you won't even see
because
them.
Because I have them all.
I got 500 or 600, so it's not like I'm hurting. You know, my character's already ridiculous.
Obviously, I got all the towers.
I think we lost them.
Did we lose them, or did it just, like, cut out?
No, I think we lost them.
Yeah, this is totally Pappy's fault, because it worked fine with harmonics last week.
It did. It's true. I think the only game that I'm actually interested in, because I picked up Grand Theft Auto... I re-picked up Grand Theft Auto when I initially got the system, and then I tried playing it, and I was just like, you know what? I don't think I actually really want to play through this again. I think the only game...
It was really nice and reliable Skype today.
By the way, it worked fine with harmonics last week, so it's definitely your fault.
It's true.
Well, this weekend I'll reinstall Skype. I mean, there's nothing else I can do on my end.
Yeah. But anyway, the only game that I can honestly see myself picking up like HD collection-esque type of packaging, it's fucking Borderlands. Like, I played through and completed 2. I played through and completed pre-sequel. I didn't do any of the DLC for either. So I will... I think I did 1 or 2 of the DLCs for 2, but yeah, I didn't do all of them.
Same here. I never did all the DLC for 2, which I wanted to, but never did.
So... I will absolutely, and I've never played through Borderlands with someone else, ever. Actually, no, I lied. When 2 came out, I played a little bit of it with Chris and Tim, but Chris, like, freaking stole every single item that dropped. Like, every single item that dropped. So it really wasn't fun for me, so I stopped playing it with them.
I don't blame you.
So, but yeah, I'm absolutely 100% interested when that... comes out, which is soon, isn't it?
Next month.
God damn it. Yeah, I would like to get that. That's probably going to be... That's the next one that I want to pick up.
Nice.
So I may actually get rid of a game or two so I can... I don't know. We'll see. I got to figure something out so I can get a game.
I'm actually pretty happy with not much coming out right now that I want, because I start college again next week, so I'll be doing 6 credits on top of working full-time. So
yeah,
I'm kind of glad that I won't be like, shit, I got to finish my homework so I can game. This will be like, yeah, if I have some free time, I'll try and play online with you guys. But there's nothing coming out in the next month or two that's like I'm jonesing for.
Yeah, I think I kind of want to go as hardcore into Borderlands as I did with Diablo. Because I know that there's potential to do that. I just never did.
I've got a coworker who still puts about 8 to 10 hours into Borderlands 2.
Right.
Right now, every week. Like, there's potential there.
Chris is sucking his e-cock. You do it too, Pappy. You and your e-cocks in your mouth.
It's mine. On the way to work yesterday, I pulled it away from my mouth, and it shot hot fucking... vape liquid into the well of my eye, just missing, you know, my actual eyeball, and then the entire coil just went up. So I couldn't vape all day yesterday because if I tried to take a hit, it tasted like your PlayStation 4 smelled.
Good.
How often do you replace your atomizing?
That was about 2 weeks, and all I can assume is that I was just really pushing it on that one.
Yeah, probably.
I miss when all my friends just smoked instead of vaped because it was less annoying when you smoked.
Trust me. Yeah, but now your friends will live longer.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that
now I have to deal with gurgling sounds everywhere I go.
Are you sure they're not using something other than a vape?
As a non-smoker, non-vapor, you guys don't realize how annoying that sound gets.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Like when Pappy was visiting, and like every 5 minutes I would hear... Oh, my God, Pappy.
I was drinking a lot more, too. I vape more when I drink. I don't vape a whole lot when I'm home alone, honestly. It's more when I'm around people a lot. Like when I do D&D sessions, I find I vape more there than I do like the rest of the weekend combined.
See, I vape... Pretty excessively now, mainly just because like it's way more accessible than my hookah.
I will say my annoyance with the vape sound is because of Pappy.
Well, that's not fair.
You're
like,
welcome.
His
you're welcome.
His overuse of it, now it's just like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Okay, I can see how somebody would see that though. So, Joe, what have you been playing?
Saints Row.
other than Saints Row?
The Order, which I kind of had to stop playing that.
Obviously.
Some Diablo with you guys.
Oh, wait. Actually, before we get into that, the new Batman.
Yeah, news came out. New Batman. M rating.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Rocksteady said that they weren't aiming for an M rating. They didn't expect an M rating, but they're not comfortable changing their story to fit a more mass audience.
Well, you got a guy who doesn't kill, so I'm curious what in the game brings on the M rating.
I'm super curious as well. I mean, is it some of the bad guys? Is it... torture, maybe?
Who knows?
Could be. I mean, some of the special moves, even in the trailer, looked a little ridiculous.
I mean, the Arkham games already have been pretty brutal for T-rated games.
Yeah.
Which I still think we need something in between T and M.
I think so, too.
I think M covers too broad of a spectrum.
Yeah.
And they need to embrace the AO rating. So where games like Grand Theft Auto
should
get the adults only rating, and games like Halo and Batman could get an M rating.
Right.
So do you think that AO should become a little more respectable and used as it was intended originally to be, the R of video games?
Right.
Yeah. I think M should be dropped to like 15. Kind of like
I
how
can see that. Yeah.
Kind of okay, like how sure. it is. I think is it Australia that it's like MA-15, something like that?
Well, Australia's a little broken as it is.
Yeah.
but still, let's
Yeah, the rating system.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're right. And maybe by saying, okay, there's a tier between M and AO, and we're willing to accept that, maybe once in a while we get an AO game that, you know, the average gamer is now in their 30s, and we still don't get treated like it.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
I mean,
The Witcher, as much as I didn't play much of the game, at least The Witcher treated me like a fucking adult.
Yeah, The Witcher is a game that I think deserved an AO rating because it really is a game only for adults to play.
Right.
Yeah, there was an adult plot. There was fucking cutscenes and incidents where you don't want a 14, 15-year-old to really be playing that at your house.
I mean, same with Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'll even go out and say possibly The Order, which I didn't really expect, but I don't know. I think any game where there's a dong on screen.
There's pixelated penis?
Yep, there's a dick on the game.
Yeah, you get dicks. You get the AO.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think AO needs to go away. They need to rebrand it. Like, bump M up to what adults only is right now and put, like, a T15 or a T16.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I'm surprised that there's not something like that when you have E10,
and then teen.
T. Why is there not like a T15 or something? You know,
I think there should be like a T-15 or an M-15 rifle. And then just something. I really think there needs to be something in between teen and mature, and make mature like the top. Like mature is 18 and up instead of 17
mean,
and up.
You mean it would mean, oh, I don't know, mature?
Yeah.
God forbid.
Because I think mature right now, mature just covers too broad of a spectrum.
Yeah, practically every game nowadays is mature. So it defeats the purpose of the entire rating system.
Yeah.
Because that's, and I actually, and I'm fully for that mainly just because I work in a video game store, and there's a lot of adults that come in and they're just like, yeah, you know, I let my kids play whatever. And I'm just like, I'm like,
maybe you shouldn't.
I'm like, I understand that there are some games that you can kind of get away with that have an M rating that's really not that bad. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's probably comparable to the kind of stuff that they put on TV nowadays. So I completely understand that.
I even think Borderlands could fit into a lower rating.
I think so too.
I mean, they still bleep the F word in Borderlands.
Yeah.
And it really is more cartoony violence.
It really is. So I feel like, but then you take that and then you put that up against, like, I don't know, like fucking, like Grand Theft Auto. Like Grand Theft Auto deserves that kind of rate, like a more mature rating.
Yeah.
The character Trevor in and of itself, like.
I've heard people say that he is like just unapologetically terrible.
He's my favorite character of the entire franchise. But it doesn't make it okay for, like, younger kids to be.
He's not someone you want your kids to be like, oh, yeah, Trevor's my favorite video game character. You know?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want that at all. So, yeah, I completely agree. But, yeah, I just wanted to cover the Batman little
bit. Yeah, I think it is kind of shocking that we're finally going to see an M-rated Batman game. I'm still kind of bummed that they didn't just take the M for Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, because we lost out on one of the greatest fatalities ever with the Joker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they eventually put it in Mortal Kombat 9 with...
what was it? It wasn't Freddy Krueger, was it? It was with somebody.
I mean, someone still did the whole, the gun, shoot it, and it's a flag, and they just dance around, and then they shoot him with the real gun. But I'm still sad that wasn't in Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe from the Joker. They cut away from the person.
Right.
That was such a good fatality.
Yeah. I'm really excited for Mortal Kombat X. Really excited for that.
The rumors of Spawn.
Dude, if Spawn is in Mortal Kombat X, my inner fanboy will
taking that as gospel, where McFarlane's just like open to it, but everyone's like, oh, he's definitely in the game. Like, it's not confirmed yet. He just said he wants it to happen.
Right. There's plenty of characters that we would want to see in Mortal Kombat. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Who would you want to see in Mortal Kombat?
Fucking Spawn. Actually, yeah, dude, Spawn would, you know, Judge Dredd.
Everybody wants Predator.
I don't want to see Predator. Predator wouldn't make any fucking sense. Judge Dredd would be the shit.
Wait, how would Predator make no sense? Oh, hey, look. A world and an environment where I'm supposed to kill my enemies.
Here's the thing. If you're taking flavor-wise, okay, flavor text, if you're going by flavor text, if you're taking the mortal realm versus nether realm, like, character-wise, like, Predator would fit more with Netherrealm, which wouldn't make any sense, because if you take the plot of Predator, it puts him in the mortal realm. So I don't see why it would make any sense.
Plus, I guess one of those robots is pretty much Predator anyway, the whole invisible one.
Smoke?
Was it Smoke? No. Wasn't there one, the old guy, couldn't he go invisible? I don't know, whatever. I haven't played that game in years.
I
thought Reptile could go invisible.
Yeah, Reptile can.
Your mom goes invisible.
She does.
I feel like flavor context wise, it would make more sense for them to put a human character, quote unquote human character,
Right, what about console exclusives?
I don't like the whole like, oh, I feel like I got cheated with Mortal Kombat 9 because I didn't get an extra character. Like, it's not, we got someone else. It's like, PlayStation got Kronos.
Well, if they were on level playing field and each side got an exclusive character.
I mean, Master Chief is the obvious answer.
I'm okay with that, mainly just because they did it with Soul Calibur and I was fine with it.
Yeah, like Soul Calibur 2, everyone got their own.
Right.
See, I don't think Master Chief is the best choice.
I don't think Master Chief is the best choice either.
Want to know who I would pick for Xbox? Phoenix.
Most people would, and I also don't think that's the right choice.
Then what do you think is?
I want the guy from Sunset Overdrive.
I was about to say, if that game sequels, the dude from Sunset Overdrive would be a really fun. But the thing is, with the bone, there's not... I mean, we got Chief, we got, you know, Gears of War, and they don't really have a huge track record for sequels, you know?
Well,
exclusives. But yeah, but Sunset Overdrive maybe in the future. That would be, you know, I could see that being a sequel somehow.
That'd be fucking cool. You know what I would really love to see? I would just love to see another Mortal Kombat that they have every character in. I want Armageddon.
Up to
again.
Like 50?
Like Armageddon. Mortal Kombat Armageddon was the shit. I loved that game. Mainly just because they had everyone. Everyone. I want a Mortal Kombat where I can play as everybody because I've grown up with the series. I know all the characters. Every single time they end up releasing a Mortal Kombat game and one character that I really liked isn't in it, I get totally bummed out. Like, severely bummed out to the point where it's like, I almost don't even want to play this game because this guy's not in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. They've built these characters up so well that it's just, you know, they need to be there. They absolutely need to be there. So, especially if they were at least in fucking Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah.
If they were in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 and they're not in one of the new Mortal Kombats, then you're fucking doing it wrong. Like that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. So, but yeah, I'm excited for the new Mortal Kombat. I've been getting back into fighting games again. I've been playing Killer Instinct.
Did you pick up DOA last round?
I did not.
They have a free trial available, or the Core Fighter package, which is like the light version,
mm-hmm.
which has, I think, some of the characters, no story mode. I know it was $5. I'm not sure if it still is, but it'll go back up to 10.
I'm gonna wait. I'll pick up a disc copy super cheap. Just so that I have something else.
You can always get the free trial.
I may. We'll see. It's been a while since I played DOA. I would definitely be interested because I liked DOA. I used to play it a lot.
I think they need to cool the fuck down with all the costume DLC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's disgusting.
That's just in general, they need to stop. Like,
yeah, I don't like how popular of a trend
I feel
that's
uncomfortable
becoming.
Now with a lot of that stuff comes out. Like it's almost a what the fuck were you thinking kind of deal for me.
I'm still waiting on I still haven't even gotten the season 2 characters for Killer Instinct yet.
You should get on that.
I know, cuz there's some season 2 characters that I actually really like so far, so Riptor is actually awesome.
Is he?
Really good. Really, really good. And the guy that they're releasing soon, this like tree trunky guy, he's giant. He's fucking huge. He's really, really cool.
I should fire it up. I haven't played it in a while.
Oh, dude, it's cool. The new guy that they're putting in is really, really interesting. Really, really cool.
Well, I always did the fighting game stuff with you coming down, but that doesn't happen.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, we could still play Killer Instinct over Xbox Live.
Now, I don't want to play against you because I don't stand a chance.
But that's the thing. You'll get better the more that you play against me.
No, I won't.
I've
actually hit my cap in terms of skill. That's why I stopped playing.
Oh, well, I started ranking up my online levels.
Here's this great thing about growing old is your actual Twitch abilities decay. So you're stuck. You have to play smarter, and you have to have a lot of those moves memorized and be able to predict your opponent because you're no longer going to be able to beat them to the punch. Right. I've never been good at memorizing moves, so I just take the punch.
Well, that's not the most ideal situation, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, no, I was never a very good FPS. I was never a very good FPS guy either. In fact, I suck at video games, but I was never really good at fighting games. I just enjoyed them, but I found that the people who still play them are so much better than me that I don't actually enjoy myself when I jump in for a casual game or two.
Understood.
So I just stopped. Yeah.
Do we have emails?
No. No, even Zach's not writing in. I'm like, oh, does he not love us
anymore?
He's
too busy with his Final Fantasy thing.
That's true.
Plus, he's doing a podcast with two other guys who are like doing that whole thing in a year.
Yeah, so he can't talk to email us because then
we're not important anymore. Zach doesn't love us anymore.
No.
We're not important.
It's fine. I actually, Weesa Fat Gatsby put out the interview he did with Mia Mahoney. That went up yesterday.
You don't matter.
It was actually a lot of fun. I got to listen to that.
Biscuit. Pappy, what have you been playing?
I got Game of Thrones Episode 2. And speaking about QuickTime events, I'm pretty sure that Telltale is the only company where I'll put up with that bullshit. Because I got murder stabbed a lot with my character where I wasn't supposed to die yet, so I got to try again. And it's fun, and I finally realized, remember when I mentioned the rendering issue when the first episode came out?
Yeah.
I think it's intentional. I hope it's intentional, because I kind of realized that the further stuff gets away from your character's point of view, the more it looks like an oil painting. And when you take that into account, it actually starts being pretty beautiful. When you look at the backgrounds and stuff, it looks kind of cool and stylized. However, Marjorie Tyrell still looks like she has a serious case of scabies. Like, the other characters actually look cleaner, but she somehow looks worse in comparison.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where they're going with that. She might die of consumption in episode 4.
It's possible. It's very possible. Yeah. So yeah, I've played some Killer Instinct. I played some Diablo. What else did I play? I thought I played something else. I did the what you call it, the Scream Ride demo.
I was just gonna ask, did either of you guys play the Scream Ride demo?
It looks great. The physics engine. Is really, really good in it. I think is really, really cool. Don't know if it's something that I would want to get right off the bat.
Did you play all three modes?
All three modes, yeah.
What did you think of each one? Pappy, did you play Scream Ride demo?
No, I wasn't interested in it. I just made fun of it when I saw it available and then moved on.
You dickhead. You should try it.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I think I liked the destructive mode.
That was definitely my favorite.
I think that was my favorite.
Pappy, you should try the demo at least for the destruction mode.
Yeah. Yeah, the destruction mode's definitely worth a shot.
No, because it'll just pine for burnout.
No, not at all. It's more like Boom Blocks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of more like Boom Blocks.
It was really fucking cool.
Everything that lets me blow stuff up makes me pine for burnout.
Dude, I would love to see a new Burnout. Don't get me wrong. Like Burnout Paradise 2.
Oh my God, oh, yes.
God. Like, I think I just got an erection.
Yeah, like Burnout Paradise 2 would be the shit.
EA needs to let Criterion do their own fucking game instead of another Need for Speed.
Right? That would be cool.
I don't want a 40th Need for Speed game. I want a new Burnout.
That'd be nice. I also would love to see Skate 4, but that's, you know, that'll never happen.
Really? I don't think you've ever mentioned your love of skate on the show before.
Let me tell you.
I will say on Scream Ride, I had a lot more fun with the building section than I expected.
I really didn't delve that much into it because I was kind of started getting burnt out with it already.
I didn't really dig the riding section as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, I didn't really like that at all.
But the building, it was pretty cool to just make something really fucked up looking and then have the roller coaster go through it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the one I did, it had a really, really steep incline, and I started it and the coaster stalled going up it. So I switched the tracks to booster tracks
and it
shot it up. I ended up getting a 5-star rating on my track, and 3 people were ejected from the ride during it. It was really cool. It was something that wasn't on my radar too much.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's only a $40 game, and if I get it at Best Buy, I'll get 20% off. It's basically a $30 game, which,
yeah,
that's a good price for what's there, because I had a lot more fun with it than I expected.
Yeah, it'd be what, like a $32 game?
$32.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like $32 for that isn't that bad. I would probably wait a little bit to see if it went down a little. See, I'm already to the point where it's just like, I'm so fucking broke that trying to pay for video games is just like, that's so not even on my radar right now.
You could always sign up for things that give you free games,
which you still have to pay for.
EA Access, NBA Live just became free today.
Which you still have to pay for.
Yeah, $30 for a year.
Which is still $30 that I don't have currently.
Well, couple hand jobs on the corner. That's $30.
Then times are different.
You could apparently get EA Access at GameStop now.
Did they change that now?
I see someone posted it on Reddit. But yeah, NBA Live 15 is free with EA Access starting now, after it was just on sale for $9.
If I can get EA Access with GameStop credit, then I will get EA Access, obviously. Because that is a easy decision.
Yeah. And then there are rumors of what next month's games for gold are.
I don't like rumors. I don't like. I want
to hear the rumor.
Rumored by various different sites, and apparently it came from like the Microsoft expert zone.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty solid information. The 360 games are Tomb Raider.
Wow.
And BioShock Infinite.
Wow.
And then on the Xbox One, iDarb is sticking around for another month free.
Okay.
And Rayman Legends.
Shut the fuck up. That's awesome.
Finally getting a AAA title on Xbox One.
Dude, so out of all three of those games, I know I really wanted to play and finish Tomb Raider. So I'm definitely interested in that one. She still never played the third BioShock, which she really wanted to, because she played the first two and really enjoyed them. And then Rayman was the one game that I really wanted to pick up for Xbox One, because I figured that would probably be the first Xbox One game that she would also want to play. That's awesome.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be free next month.
That's fucking cool.
And there's also news for April. Says, to celebrate, we're giving customers more of what they love by doubling the free games in Games with Gold for April.
So there's going to be...
April Fools!
Well, no, because it's not April Fools yet. But it's looking like there will be 4 free games for the 360.
And two on the one.
New games for the Xbox One.
Ooh, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, how nuts would that be?
Dude, I don't even care if like one's an arcade. I don't even care if the other Xbox One game is an arcade game. I really don't.
I'm excited that if this information is true, we're getting our first AAA title.
Dude, I'm really excited about that.
And Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends. He already said.
No, I mean, what do you think the April ones are going to be?
Oh, the other one?
Yeah.
April, I wouldn't be shocked if Rise was one of them.
I hope.
It's getting on there in age. It was one of the first games released, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm surprised that Rayman would be on there before Rise would.
I don't know. Don't forget, the Rise Legendary Edition is still fairly new. So they might still be trying to get as many sales out of that.
I guess
as
that's
they can.
Newer than Rayman, right?
The Legendary Edition, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that came out in November.
You know, honestly, at the rate I keep seeing the damn thing going on sale, I wouldn't be super shocked to see Shadows of Mordor on fucking
No, they'll never do that.
No, I don't think so.
Things already down to $25 new.
No, I would sooner see like Thief or like...
I think Zoo Tycoon is a good choice.
Yeah.
Is this the same one as that was on the Game Boy back in the day?
No, it's the one for Xbox One.
No, there's one for Xbox One.
You say Zoo Tycoon,
it's a Game Boy port.
Yeah, Game Boy port.
But that's the only Zoo Tycoon I ever played. It was fun.
But, yeah, I mean,
It was a launch game for the Xbox One.
Right. I remember you being, like, all about it.
Was it a zoo sim kind of thing or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just cute. How clueless I am. Like, if a game is not on my radar, I literally know nothing about it. I will not go and look up any info. It's like, oh, hey, there's a game I don't give a shit about, and then move on.
Check out the free demo.
Yeah, that's true.
It has a free demo. The reason why it wasn't on many people's radars was because at launch, and possibly still now, it was a Walmart exclusive. Like, it didn't have any branding on it that's like only available at Walmart.
It was just only there.
I think other places carry it now, but...
What about digital?
It was digital, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then
you know what's funny is I actually considered picking up Dying Light the other day when I was out shopping and I couldn't find it.
Really?
Yeah. There wasn't even a name for it at the Best Buy I swung by.
Oh, it's just grab it digital.
A placeholder. Yeah, I might. I don't know if it's... I've been hearing a little bit mixed about it, and I'm just not sure if I'm going to be gung-ho enough.
I've heard enough good stuff about it.
It's Dead Island.
Yeah. If everybody that I've talked to, they're like, did you like Dead Island? Yeah. All right, well, then get it.
Is there a guy saying, let's do it together?
No.
Then I'm not sure I want it.
It's more... I will say it's more serious than Dead Island.
I was going to say a more mature...
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that either. I liked the not give a shit of Dead Island. I liked the whole, hey, we're putting up a game. We don't give a fuck. Here, play it if you want to. Let's do it together.
That's kind of what I am interested in with Dead Island 2. That's why like I'm still on the fence about like Dying Light. Like I want Dying Light, but I feel like I might just wait for Dead Island 2.
The thing is, Dead Island 2 isn't being made by the guys who made Dead Island.
But I'm assuming Dying they're going to keep that.
Dying Light is
made by the guys who made Dead Island.
I'm aware.
But I'm saying Dead Island 2 is more likely to keep the humor of the franchise.
Precisely.
But it might not be. I don't know. I'm not completely sold on Dead Island 2 until we see more of it.
I'm hopeful. I've seen enough gameplay from Dead Island
was such dog shit.
Yeah, but you could tell that was just like off.
Wait for Dead Island 2 to come out. And then if it just doesn't look good at all, then pick up Dying Light.
Exactly.
Or you could pick up Dying Light and play with me.
Because
I don't have enough games to play with you yet.
Well, you don't play anything with me.
I don't play anything. I mean, I put some time into Diablo in the last seven days. That's it.
Yeah, you didn't invite me to that either.
I didn't invite anybody. I don't like any of you.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, at least with Diablo, you have the chance of him finding you... an item.
I sent your wife a gift too. I don't know if she ever gave a shit.
I don't think she's ever played the game.
I send her stuff constantly.
Really?
Her mailbox is probably full.
Oh my god.
You might want to just go make her a Diablo character just so you can fucking
claim all the shit.
I think one of you guys played as her when
You're right. Because when Kat was down visiting, the three of us played. Me, Kat, you, and then did Steph play?
No, I think it was just the three of us.
Okay. Well, no, then I think I ported my guy over.
Yeah, but I don't think Kat did. Or no, she did because...
Yeah, she did.
Then I guess Steph used Ashley.
Ashley might have just accidentally hit play when she was trying to pull up Hulu.
No, because it doesn't... Like, you won't get stuff unless you have a character.
So just delete the character.
Maybe.
And then you'll get more stuff.
And you'll get more stuff.
Oh, I also killed a nemesis for both of you, so that was kind of cool.
Nice.
But no, I just wanted to hit level 70 with my guy so I could actually do some power leveling with you.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I never get to see nemesis. I've only seen one.
I had four fucking treasure goblins pop up in the same room in a rift yesterday.
Nice.
That was ridiculous. I managed to get them all too.
I had 20.
Yeah, what? I've ran into goblin hordes twice now.
Yeah, and it was on the same day. I did two rifts that had goblin hordes in them, and I ended up killing over about like 50 or 60 goblins in the matter of about an hour and a half.
Did you see the one video I shared on Facebook where I'm like, this is how Chris has wet dreams, where it was a guy who started a rift. There was a conduit pylon right there.
Right there.
Walked down a hall and it was a goblin horde.
Yep.
At the very start of a rift.
See, the funny thing is I've actually seen, and it is extremely rare, but I've seen a rift where it is nothing but treasure goblins.
Wow.
Yeah. It's happened like once. That's this guy like posted crazy. A video of it, and it's literally just like just goblins everywhere, and it's a giant like wide open space, and there's just fucking goblins everywhere.
Oh my god.
Now on top of that, I'm still waiting for the first time that I hit the cow rift in
Yeah, if D3. You do that, you need to just text me immediately.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, I'm in a cow rift. You need to hop on Diablo right now and join my game.
Well, yeah, because you'll get not an achievement, but the in-game achievement thing.
Yeah, the actual achievements, I only need three of them.
I'm not handing you achievements, Joe.
I don't want them handed. I just want to partner up with someone. So that I don't get to level 50 something and die again.
You just need to learn to play the game better then.
Fuck you.
I am a listen, I'm a firm believer.
You've harassed me much about playing hardcore.
I am a
firm
believer.
For those of you
believer,
guys listening at home, you have to realize that Chris has memorized all of the equipment where you can tell him what you got and he'll tell you whether or not you should use it.
I am a firm believer that achievements are made for people to achieve, okay? So my gamer score, all of the achievements that I've acquired on my gamer score are things that I did organically. I did not have them handed to me. I did not have someone help me. I did them by myself. Those are my achievements.
And in a multiplayer focused game like Diablo,
I barely ever play Diablo with people.
Well, once I hit 70, and if I beat the game hardcore, mm-hmm. I'm never playing hardcore again. And you'll be like, dude, let's play hardcore. Let's play hardcore. You need to achieve your hardcore experience.
Oh, I've already got two level 70s on hardcore.
I know, but you love playing hardcore. So once I cap out
when
on
I,
hardcore.
When I stream, it's probably going
to
be
ever
hardcore.
Going to touch hardcore again. This is your chance.
So what's
to finally
the incentive for
me
to level you
me.
Up then?
Because None. If you help me out, I'll keep playing it.
Nope. And then you'll just die because you don't know how to play it properly.
I would only play with you.
That doesn't mean anything. You have to know how to play the game to survive.
I know how to play the game. Don't
just
give
not
me that
as well
look.
As you.
Joe, does your character die at all when you play it?
Very rarely.
But it dies when you play it?
Very rarely.
But it dies when you play it?
Well, Chris, I did kill one of your nemesi, so you die too.
Well, that's also because I'm power leveling myself. And it's on normal. When I know that I cannot die, that it is in my best interest not to die, then I won't die because I know how to not die.
Yeah. So,
but when I don't care, then yeah,
SML
I'm going
to
die
Diablo
all the time.
Podcast.
I kind of want to, actually.
And again, I still don't know what killed me on hardcore because my character, when it says killed by, it doesn't have anything. I don't know what killed me. I just died.
You just fucking die. Speaking of that, what music are we playing this week?
I have no idea.
I think it's enough Diablo talk for today. What didn't you want to play that Seinfeld song?
Yeah, we're going to play the Seinfeld break stuff. Because that's just too amazing to not
Limp Bizkit
share
Seinfeld
with the world.
Mashup.
I'll just play some random shit.
Some random shit? I like random shit.
Maybe I'll play Diablo music.
could do that. I'm fine with that. Am I ever going to, like, tell you to not play Diablo music? No.
Never going to help me with fucking hardcore.
Nope. No, I will not.
I'm going to go eat stew. Can I do that?
You can go eat stew.
All right, cool.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. Fucker. He's had it coming.
No, you're going to have it coming.
Gross. Final words?
You're a dick.
Why?
Eat shit and die.
Because you won't play hardcore with me.
Nope. That's not a valid all right. reason.
All right, yes, Chris, you and I are going to play hardcore and get the achievements without Joe. And then he'll never speak to us again.
He probably wouldn't.
I have the power to never upload another podcast episode again.
I have the power to never record one again.
True.
You have a power. You guys have the power to disappoint singles and singles of people.
Not that many.
Nah, I was going to say, probably not.
Multiples of two, maybe.
Multiples of two. Multiples of, two, multiples two, of three.
Two is a multiple of two. So, yeah.
Multiples of three.
I still don't know how our 100th episode has like 400 views.
I have no idea. Did you beat his score yet?
Pappy?
What?
Did you beat
no,
his score
I,
yet?
No, I gave up about 20 minutes ago. Well, your score is safe for now.
Ha.
Well, you know what? My final words. Stop being a quitter.
Aw.
Just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he says, she says, fool.